This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In an effort to close the gap between what happens on the farm and what people in the cities think happens on the farm, Safe Family Farming wants everyone to know where their fresh produce is coming from. Director Gerald Barron says it's a growing problem that needs to be addressed.
A lot of people in our cities, people going to supermarkets and buying food, they should look at the food packages and where their food is coming from, because imported food has risen greatly from 12% of our food supply in the 1990s to over 20% now.
Barron says those imports bring with them their own set of problems.
Along with that rise in imported food, we have imported food has 5 times more likely to have pesticide residues above the FDA allowed limit. And the CDC reports that imported food has caused a matching rise in food-related illnesses. So there's a direct correlation between the increase in food illnesses and the amount of imported food coming in.
Barron says there's nothing wrong with a little competition, as long as that competition is playing by the same rules.
And a big part of the reason why we're importing so much more food now is because of our very high labor costs caused by the regulations and by the shortage of workers and by the pressures put on by these union activists.
Listen tomorrow when Barron tells us more about why the availability of farm labor could be the tipping point for local growers' ability to compete.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.